Good morning. Welcome to Bethany Lutheran in Warren, Oregon. Today I'm preaching on 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 28. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that this does not include the one who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will be subjected to the one who put all things in subjection under him, so that God may be all in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's see. Our next presidential election is a full year away, and already the lies are piling up and the mud is flying. We have just days left before the government shuts down for lack of a budget again. Both political parties have their heels dug in with no desire to offer any form of a compromise. The Middle East is the proverbial powder keg with a lit fuse. Putin is on the warpath, even at the expense of his own people and economy. Does anyone else feel like we're all on a big bus that's hit a patch of black ice? And the bus is starting to spin, and we are moving toward a precipice. A quote. You know, everything is a sort of lie, and then you die. It is easy to feel like things are moving forward with no plan, but they are not. They are not. We can rest easy knowing that our sovereign God is still seated on his throne. He reigns over the rise and fall of mighty nations. And yet scripture tells us that even the death of a sparrow is not insignificant to God. I am well aware of the sufferings that are going on in the human race. I am aware of the conflict in Israel and Ukraine and Sudan. I am aware of the tension in North and South Korea, in Russia, in China, Singapore, Venezuela, Mexico, Colombia, and so many more. If we read history, we know that other generations have gone through far worse things than we have experienced. If we read the book of Revelation, we know events are coming the likes of which have never been seen on earth. And so it is good to remember on this Christ the King Sunday that God is seated on his throne above all authority, power, and dominion found on this planet. He still reigns. God wants the best for us. Right from the beginning, he provided us with the best of everything in the Garden of Eden. We need to remember that our suffering and woes are because of our choices in this life. It started with Adam and Eve not being satisfied with the bounty God provided for them. They wanted to be like God. They wanted to be their own God. Because we can be just as headstrong, God allowed sin to increase so that we might see what evil is really like and hopefully turn back to Him. The good news is that the last step in God's plan is for the world to come in which there is no more death, sorrow, or pain. I see four main concepts in this plan. One, Christ has been resurrected as first fruits. Back in the law of Moses, the Jews were commanded that when they harvested their crops, they were to give the first fruits of their harvest as a sacrificial offering to God. Leviticus 23:10. When you reap the harvest, then bring to the priest a sheath of the first grain you harvest. This was a way of acknowledging that everything belongs to God. And by giving the first of the harvest, it showed that the farmer was trusting that God would continue to provide for him, as God had up to then. Now, by calling Christ the first fruits, Paul is implying that there is a vast harvest to come. Christ is just the beginning. He's the first of a vast harvest of resurrected bodies to come. The resurrection was why Jesus came to earth. As the angel told Joseph in Matthew 21, she, that is Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Again and again, Jesus promised the people that he would raise them out of their tombs. John 6, verse 39. This is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given, but raise them up on the last day. John 14, verse 19. Because I live, you also will live. Through one man, Adam, all have sinned and earned death. Through one man, Jesus, all who believe in him will find a reprieve from their death sentence. Number two, Christ will resurrect those who belong to him. John 6, verse 37, all that the Father gives to me will come to me. How awesome is that? To be able to say that you belong to Christ. You are his own. The elect are a love gift from the Father to the Son. Ephesians 1 verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. In Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20, Paul says, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. That price was Christ humbling himself to be a man, born of a woman, raised as a peasant child, chasing us down and loving us onto his most painful death. Jesus claims his followers as his bride. The price he paid for that bride was his own blood shed on the cross. It's like the hymn we sang last week. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. And with his blood he bought her, and for her life he died. He will not leave us in the tomb. Romans 10, verses 9 through 11. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, everyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Number three, Christ will progressively subdue all his enemies. verses 24 through 27a. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for God has put all things in subjection under his feet. So Christ was raised first. There will be a long gap giving him preeminence. We are going to get our resurrection bodies at the second coming. What is happening in the meantime? Well, part of God's plan is that in the fullness of time, all things in heaven and on earth will be brought together under one head, Ephesians 1:10. God is that head. Christ is doing the work. We may wonder why, when Christ was in the grave, he did not finish off the evil one and end death. But I believe he's letting the end times drag out so that all people will have a chance to turn away from sin and turn to him. So in the meantime, we cry at funerals, even as we rejoice. We cry from the pain of losing the people dear to us. We grieve as we think of carrying on in their absence. But at the same time, we rejoice that we are celebrating in the Father's presence. Their time of exile in this world, with all its pain, sorrow, heartache, and injustice, is done. And number four, Christ will finally present a universe in total submission to God. Verse 28. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. This is when everything will be in perfect harmony. In heaven, when everything is subjected under the throne of God, all will be converted or sent away to punishment for all time. The last enemy will be defeated. Death will be no more. All creation will be restored to its original perfection. And heaven and all its angels will celebrate Christ the King's final victory. Amen.